Today's shir is Masechta Hari Yistaf Yud Gimel. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis in the upper Mishnayis, in the upper Mishnah, in the middle of the wide lines. Says the Mishnah Kohen Gadol, as we've been speaking about the Kohen Gadol, if one of the close relatives of the Kohen Gadol passes away, the loch is he's not allowed to do kriya, as is normally done when somebody loses a close relative. Pyramamata, he tears the clothing from the bottom. The Gemara is extensively going to explain what that means. The Mishnah is teaching us, say the Mefarshim, because we learned in the previous Mishnah, when we discussed the halachas of a Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol doesn't do kriya. So the Mishnah teaches us that not only is the Kohen Gadol not obligated to do kriya, but actually the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do kriya if he loses one of the relatives. And once we identify that halacha, the Mishnah goes on to teach us what are halachas differentiating a Kohen Gadol from a Kohen Hedyot. Hedyot, and therefore the Kohen Hedyot, as we just said, he does kriya mamala, and again, as we said, the Gemara will explain what that means. Kohen Gadol makriv einan, a Kohen Gadol could bring kabanas when he's an einan. The simple pshat of an einan is somebody who lost one of his seven close relatives. The halacha is that the day of the ptira, he's an einan midaraisa, whether if the kvura took place or whether if the kvura did not take place. However, afterwards, as long as the mace has not been buried, he's an oinam midrabanan. And the day of the kfura, he's an oinam midrabanan that entire day, even after the kfura. The halacha also is that if the kfura takes place on the day of the ptira, so not only is he an oinam for the duration of that entire day, but he's also an einan till at night, the night after that day, midrabanan. The Gemara teaches us, we're going to learn, that Kohen Gadol could do a krava, could bring a carbon, but he may not eat the carbon. The way we learn this is because the pasuk says that Aaron told Moshe Rabbeinu the day that Nadav and Avihu were nifter, v'chalti chatas hayoyim hayita b'nei Hashem. Would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be satisfied if I would eat karbanos today? What Aaron was telling Moshe Rabbeinu was a number of things. A, that I'm allowed to bring a carbon on the day that I'm an oinan. I'm allowed to bring a carbon, but I'm not allowed to eat it. And my children, who are not Kohanim Gedolim, may not even bring a carbon the day that they are oinan. So again, Kohen Gadol makriv oinan. The Kohen Gadol could bring a carbon with his oinan, but he's not allowed to eat from the karbanos. And a hedyot, loy makriv, is not allowed to bring a carbon on the day he's an oinan, nor may he eat the carbon on that day. Says the Gemara. The Gemara begins to discuss what we said. We're speaking about the halacha that the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol does prima melmata. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara begins to understand what does that mean. Omar Rav, Lamata Lamata Mamish. Lamata means at the bottom of his garment. And Lamala means Lamala Mamish on the top of the garment. And according to this understanding, what the Torah is teaching, the Mishnah is teaching us, is the Kohen Gadol could only do rip it at the bottom of the Beged. And the reason he's allowed to rip at the bottom of the Beged, as I saw the Mefarshim explain, because it's not really for Kriya. It's really for show agmas nefesh. And for that reason, the Gemara Masechta my cotton teaches us that even if Rechman Tzlan Lo Yaleinu, a cotton becomes an oval, so there's certainly no chiv kriya by a cotton, but still they do kriya for agmas nefesh. And that type of kriya is done, it could only be done lamata at the bottom of the beged, not at the top of the beged. Shmuel has a different interpretation of when the Mishnah said Lamalta and Lamala. Shmuel's interpretation is Lamata Mekamisafa. It's under the head, under the stitching on the top of the garment. And lamala makamas sofetz by the stitching, but both of them zev zev tzaver. They're talking about by the neck. So according to Rav and Shmuel, the when it says lamala in the Mishnah by regular by kohen hedyot doing kriya, it's certainly on the top of the beged. The difference between Rav and Shmuel applies when it says lamata. What is the definition of lamata? Rav's definition of lamata means all the way at the bottom of the beged, and Shmuel's interpretation of lamala is lamata means under the place where the beged is sewed at the top of the beged. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, Akala Meisim Kulam, for all people who were nifter, Rotsam Mavdakam Yisrael Fishaloi, when somebody wants to do Kriya, he could do Kriya right at the top. Rotsa Eidem Mavdakam Yisrael Fishaloi, he doesn't have to do Kriya all the way on the top. However, Al Ova Valima, if somebody is doing Kriya for the loss of a close relative, then he has to do it by the top. Says the Gemara, that if the halacha is that kriya doesn't have to be done on the top, so or except by a parent, so ask the Gemara, kivin de ba'alma have a kra, since by all other relatives, doing kriya on even under the hem, on the top of the beged, is considered kriya, only by a parent did he say, is it an issue? So why could a kohen gadol do kriya on such a spot on his garment? Why should this not be a violation? Krikan, why should this not be a violation of what the Torah Kedoshah says, begadav lo yifrom? Answers the Gemara, Shmuel k'Rabbi Yehuda sfirli. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar kol krashe imav d'sof v'shaloi, that the definition of kriya is that it has to be done on the top, and therefore that by any relative, only a kriya at the top is a valid kriya. If it's not done, they're enel krasha tiflis. And now we could understand the Mishnah very well. The Mishnah is telling us that the kriya has to be done on the top in order for it to be considered a valid kriya. And now the Mishnah says the kohen gadol can't do it at that spot. Ask the Gemara, Amias l'Rabbi Yehuda, kriya b'kohen gadol. But according to this, Shmuel, who's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, asked the Gemara, the Shmuel hold that the kohen gadol could do kriya under any circumstances. For Tanya the Brisa says, Ila nemer, if the Torah would have said when it speaks about the kohen gadol, Roisha la yifra beged la yifram, habiyayme roisha beged shal soita kos medaber, that the kohen is not allowed to uncover the hair of a soita, and he's not allowed to tear his, her clothing. The kohen hedyot should do that. That's what we think the pasuk is coming to teach us. Tamaloimer. That's why the pasuk says, "As Rosh La Yifra Begadav La Yifraim." Teach us any priya or prima kol oker, that there's no chiyuv or priya or prima by kohen gadol at all. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel Oimer, ain't a parim kedash nei adam parim. He doesn't do kriya like other people do. El Lamata, he does kriya on the bottom, and Hedyot does a lamala. But this brisa clearly teaches us that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the kohen gadol is never allowed to do kriya. So how could Shmuel's position be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda? Answers the Gemara. Shmuel savak Rabbi Yehuda v'chada palag Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yehuda in one, regarding one halacha. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that kriya could only be done at the top by the hem, so to speak. And that's why if the kohen gadol is not doing kriya at that spot, it's not considered a violation of what the Torah Kedoshah says, begadav lo yifram. But he disagrees that he holds that the kohen gadol, Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda holds that the kohen gadol was not allowed to do kriya anywhere. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that he is allowed to do, that he's allowed to do kriya, Shmuel holds, I'm sorry, that he's allowed to do kriya at the bottom of the garment. Says the Mishnah, ko hatodim mechaveri, anything that happens more commonly. Kadim is chaveri. This is the halacha that we know of tad v'sheinah tad v'tad kadim. Furthermore, kolam kodesh mechaveri. Anything that's holier than something else, kadim is chaveri, also supersedes. The Rabbi Chanan in the Kai B'Churim says that the halacha that tadir comes before she'ena tadir emits this asay. And therefore, even if he did both of them at the same time, that is a violation of tadir she'ena tadir tadir kaidim. The Migdash David says that that's not true. He says that the halacha of tadir she'ena tadir tadir kaidim is only applicable if they're not going to be done at the same time. But if they're going to be done at the same time, it's not a violation. The Rambam, however, says that even though our Mishnah taught us that kol tod mechaveri kodem es chaveri, kol mekodesh mechaveri kodem es chaveri, that's only lechatchila. But if somebody did not follow this rule, the examples as we're going to have in the shir, the carbon, for example, will still be kosher. And therefore, says the Mishnah, para Mashiach or para Eda, we have a situation, as we've been discussing so extensively in our Masechta, that the Kohen Gadol has to bring a par. And there's a par on Dovish Tzibur, Oimdim. So para Mashiach, Kodim, para Eda. The halach is that the par of the Kohen Gadol comes before the par Helam Dover Shatzibur. That comes first. He says, because that, so there are different explanations. Some say that it really has nothing to do with Tadr or Mekudesh. Neither of these are relevant here. Rather, the way to understand the Mishnah is that there's Xeris HaKosef, and since the Mishnah is teaching us that here the power HaMashiach comes before Palam Davish Tzibur, the Mishnah also taught us halachas about what comes first when the Mishnah taught us the halacha of tadr, the she'ena tadr, tadr kaidus. Says the Gemara, anonymously, how do we know that this halacha? Amar Abaye, Damakra, the Pasuk says, Mavat oilus ha'tabayka she'elus l'tamid. Besides, on Yom Tovim, besides the carbon tamid, which is brought every morning, we also have to bring additional carbons. Michti, ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Mavat oilus ha'tabayka. So we know that this is excludes the carbon tamid. So the question is, why did the Torah have to add the words Ashal Oilus Tamid Lomeli to teach us the Hachikam Rachmana? The Torah Akdosh is teaching us that even though we're going to have all of these additional, we're going to have all of these additional kabanas, still the Dira, the carbon tamid shabbat, which comes every morning, comes first. Something that's holier also comes first. Ask the Gemara Manolam, from where do we know that then? Says the Gemara, the Tanad Beri Shmol. The Pasuk says, B'kidashtoi. The Pasuk speaks about the Kohanim. The Torah says that we have to show, have to glorify the Kohen, L'chal Davish HaGdusha, L'Ftayach Rishon, he gets the first Aliyah, U'Levarach Rishon, that if there's somebody, if we're sitting but Mezumin, benching, he goes first. A little money, Yafin Rishon, when we're giving out portions, the halach is the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen goes first. Why? Because the Kohen is more Mekudesh than everybody else. There's a Machloikus Rishonim, if this halach of Kidashta is a Derabonon or Deraisa. The opinion of Tosfos is that it's a Derabonon, the Pasuk is only and smachta, and the Rambam's opinion is that it's a deraisa. Says the Gemara, par koin meshuach or par eda. We have these two different kabbonis. Says the Gemara, the par of Mashiach comes first. Ask the Gemara non-immediately, where do we know this halacha from? So the Gemara quotes a braisa. The Tana Rabbanan, the braisa says that the pasuk that speaks about the par helm davish at Tzibur says the braisa of a sarav oisek ashesarav. As a pararishon, that we have to burn the parhelm dovish at Tzibur, just like we burn the carbon, just like we burn the par of the Kohen Mashiach. And the question is, the Pasuk already says, v'asal pak shosl parachatas, that we treat the parhelm dovish at Tzibur similar fashion as the par of the Kohen Mashiach. What was the need for the Pasuk to say this again? Matam aloimer. Matam aloimer, the pasuk teaching us that the pasuk by saying v'sarafa isai k'shesarafa is a par rishon, that yehei rishon, that the par of the kai mashiach should be brought first, kaidnul par eda, before the par amdovah shetzibah b'chol masav, regarding all the aspects of that carbon. Tanar bottom says the brisa par kai mashiach a par eda. We have a par amdovah shetzibah and the par of the. We have a power of the Mashiach and the power of the Shetzibur of them that will both have to be brought. Power Koy Mashiach Kanal Power Eid B'Chom Masav. The power of the Koy Mashiach is brought. The power of the Koy Mashiach is brought first. Hoyel Mashiach Mechaper. The reason is because the power of the Koy Mashiach brings Kapara. Eida Miskaperis. The eight and the everybody else has kapara. Dinu shiagdim amechapel miskaper. In other words, the kohen who needs to have a kapara, who's the one that's going to be bringing a kapara to all the rest of us by him bringing the carbon, by him offering the carbon, and therefore dinu shiagdim amechapel miskaper. It makes sense that the person who's going to bring a kapara to Klai, so the kohen should have his Kapara first. The Kedu Oimer says the same in Yom Kippur when the Torah Kedosh speaks about the voida of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Torah Kedosh says v'chipper ba'ad be'ad beisai or ba'ad kal Yisrael. The Kohen goes first. Says the Gemara, parham davish tzibur. If the tzibur has to bring a parham davish tzibur, bezdin, as we learned so much in this Masechta, issued an erroneous psak. And based on that, Klai Yisrael did the wrong thing. That comes, Kaidnul Pashal of its Chavim, it precedes the power that's brought when they made an incorrect psak about Avodah Zarah, which Klai Yisrael followed. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, why is that halacha? Says the Gemara, hi, the power on Dover is a carbon chattis, for hi, and the carbon for Avodah Zarah is a carbon, has a carbon oila. The Tanya, and there's a Brisa says, that somebody, as we learned also in our Masechta, about somebody who has to bring a carbon oila of Yorid. So if he, Baruch Hashem, could afford it, he brings an animal. If not, he brings two birds. One bird is brought as a carbon oila, and one bird is brought as a carbon chattis. And the pasuk says very explicitly, "V'hikrav esheshel chatas rishonis." We see the chatas comes first, and then the Gemara goes further. Ma tamalama, why was it necessary for the Torah to tell us this then? Im lalamin, if in order to teach us shetei chatas rishona, that we always bring the karm chatas first when we have a combination of a chatas and oilab, says the Gemara, "Reikvan nemav sasheni yasekal mishpat," to teach us that the karm oilab comes second. El zebneiav. Shekol chatas koidmas loilus haboimam. When you bring a chatas and oilab, the chatas is brought first. The kaimelon, this halacha is applicable to fil chatas oif. If somebody has a chatas oif and an oilus behema, that the halacha is the chatas oif comes first. And Rashi explains, it's speaking about a woman who had a baby who could afford that she brings a keves loilab, and she brings a bird for a carbon chattis, that the halacha is that the chattis comes first. But the chazanish, there's an interesting machloikis here. When will we say this halacha? Do we say this halacha only in such a situation where both kabonis are being brought for the same reason? And the only question is which one should be brought first? Or is this halacha always going to be said that even if the two kabanas are not for the same reason, the chatos, even the chatos oif, comes first? As I said, it's a machloikis. What is the halacha? Says the Gemara, par avodes kachavim koidim l'sir avodes kachavim. The par that's brought as an oila, if Klai Yisrael worshipped avodah zarah, comes before the soyer for avodah zarah. Amai. But ask the Gemara, why is that the halacha? Isn't the soyer a chatos? For hai, and this, the par is a carbon oila. And we just said that the chattis always precedes the oila. Why over here is the oila preceding the chattis? answers the Gemara, Amri b'marava m'shmei d'rava b'meri, chattas avodas k'chavim, the Torah, when it speaks about the karma chattas that's brought for avodah zarah, chseira, aleph, it's spelled without the aleph, the pasuk says l'chattas k'siv, and because it's spelled this way, missing the aleph, it's here to teach us that the oiler comes first. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained why is that the case? Why everywhere is the chattas brought first, and all of a sudden here is the oiler brought first? So I saw that we know that the oiler is brought, the purpose of bringing a carbon oiler is that the oiler is to be mechaper on a machshavara. But under normal circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not punish us for a machshavara. What is the exception? By avodah zarah, we are punished even for a machshavara. So since we are punished for the machshavara, even the carbon oiler that's brought has a very significant purpose. And since the carbon oiler that's brought has this significant purpose, that's why the oiler is brought first by avodah zarah. Rava says another explanation why here the oiler comes before the chattas. Mishpat k'sebei. When the Torah says that to bring the par, the Torah says to mishpat. And that means you should follow the order that's mentioned in the Torah. And if we look at the way the psukim are stated in the Torah, the oiler here is mentioned before the chattas, and that's why the par which brought for the oiler comes first. Sar avodas k'chavim, if you have a sar that's being brought by the community for chattas, for avodah zarah, kaidim l'sar nasi, it comes before the sar that's brought by a nasi, if he did an avera, which we would normally bring a karma chattas. And he brings, as we've been learning throughout this masechta, a sar. Asking on my tama, what is the reason for that halacha? Says the Gemara, high tzibur, because this carbon is for the tzibur, for high yachid, and this carbon is for the nasi. Even though he's a very important person, he's the nasi, but still, the tzibur comes first. Sar nasi kodem l'siris yachid, karmen chattas of a nasi comes before the karmen chattas of an individual. My tama, what's the reason for that? Says the Gemara, high melech for high hedget. This one is a melech, and this one is a hedget. That's why we take the melech first. Says the Gemara, siris, that which comes for karmen chattas, siris yachid kaidemes le kivsas yachid. That means if two people are coming to bring karmen chattas, and as we've learned so many times in our masechta, the animal that's brought for karmen chattas is either a kifsa seira. You have two different individuals with two different animals. Teaches us the Gemara that the seira comes before the kifsa. Ask the Gemara Tanya. Ask the Gemara what we learned in a brisa. Kifsa yachid kaidems l'siris yachid. Just the opposite. Answers the Gemara. I'm about to nahi. There's a machloikas tanoim. Mass of a seira difa shekain the straps it's alveres kacham biyachid. The seira is considered the more significant animal to be brought as a carbon, because if somebody who does avoid the zara biyachid brings a seira, so it's brought in more circumstances, that makes it more significant. Or mass of her, and that was the first brisa. Marsov, the second brisa, holds kifsa difa, the kifsa is more significant. Shekenes rapsa ba'alya. The tail of the kifsa is burnt, whereas not the tail of the sira. So there's more brought to the mizbeach. Omer, the halacha is that on the second day of Pesach, they brought a carbon omer, which is an asiris eifa of barley, which they took a kaimitz off that, and they burnt it on the Mizbeach, and from then on, the chadash flour may be eaten. With the carbon oimer, they brought an animal. Shtei alechem, on Shavuos, they brought shtei alechem with animals. Shtei alechem, kaidmul kevas maboyim imoim. Zaklal, says the one, what's the reason? Kol abo, kol dov, Dovra Baba begin la yoim. anything that's brought because of that specific day, since we don't, the keves, it comes because of the oimer. And the kifse etzeres come because of the shtei lechem. And whatever is the primary carbon, that comes first. So the mefarshim ask, we don't really do anything with the shtei lechem. So what does the Gemara mean that the shtei lechem comes before the kvasim? There's nothing done with them. So the mefarshim explain that we're not speaking about the shtei lechem on yontav itself. The focus of this Gemara is about the shtei lechem that's being prepared before yontav. Which should we do first? Continues the Mishnah. Ha'ish kaidim l'isha l'hachis. If there's a situation, rachmana l'tzlan, of sakonis nefashis, teaches us the Mishnah, and we only could save one person, a man comes before a woman. Hashav Aveda, and we speak about Hashavas Aveda, when we find somebody's lost object, the halacha is that we first give the Hashavas Aveda back to a man over the woman. However, v'isha kaidem lish l'chsus, if there are two people that need garments to cover themselves, and it's a man and a woman, we have to think about the man, about the woman more than the man, because a woman without clothing is a greater embarrassment. The lahaitzu beis hashavi, if a man and a woman are both in captivity, then the halacha is we have to worry about the woman who they may violate more than the man. Bezman sheshneim omdim b'kalkala, but if there's a concern that they're not just going to abuse a woman, that they may, rechmon tzlan, abuse the man as well, then ish kaidim l'isha, we have limited ability to redeem them, the woman, man comes first. And the reason, the explanation is because with the man, we're speaking about a situation of homosexuality, which is less common, but it is a greater embarrassment. Tanabonim, Hayahuva of the Rabbi Bishvi. We have a situation where he and his father and his Rebbe are all in captivity. So who called them a rabbi? A person has to take care of himself first. Chayecha kaidmin. Who, rabbi kaidmin la'aviv, his rebbe comes before his father. The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia has a very big discussion. Who is considered rabbi? And the Gemara, according to Ramei, says that somebody that taught him Chachma, somebody taught him Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the person who he learned most of his Torah from, and Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that even if he taught him just one halacha. This halacha of Rabbi Kaidim L'Aviv, says the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, the reason is because Rabbi Mevi L'Olam Haba, his Rebbe brings him to Olam Haba, and his father brings him to Olam Hazeh. And therefore, says the Rama, that's only in a case where the Rebbe didn't get paid to teach him Torah. But in a case where his Rebbe got paid to teach him Torah, so it's really the father that's the source of this learning of Torah, then the father comes first. And Imai, says the Gemara, Kaimus Lailam, a woman always comes first, because as we explained in the Mishnah, a woman being abused, violated, is the worst that could be. Chacham Kaino L'Melch Yisrael, a Chacham comes before Melch Yisrael, and in fact, the Gemara teaches us, Chacham Shemes, if a Chacham Rechman Tzlan is Nifta, Ein Lanu K'yotzba. A Talmud Chacham is not replaceable. Melch Yisrael Shemes, but if a Melch Yisrael dies, Kol Yisrael Ruim L'Malchus. There, any Jew is qualified to be a melech, and therefore it's not the same. The Maraimim Besada says that even in a case where the Gemara says that the Chacham always comes first, says the Maraimim Besada, even in a time where there are many Talmid Chacham Baruch Hashem, the Talmud Chacham comes first. Because Klal Yisrael, I think what he means to say, Klal Yisrael never has enough Talmid Chachamim. And because Klal Yisrael never has enough Talmid Chachamim, and each Talmid Chacham has his unique attributes, that's why the Talmid Chacham comes first. So the Gemara says, Malchus Yisrael Shemes, Klal Yisrael Ruyel Malchus. So the Ramban asks the question that that's actually not accurate. The Halach is, the Pasuk says, La Yosur Shevet Me Yehuda, that only Malchi Beis David comes first. So he says that the pshat is that the Gemara doesn't mean that every Jew could be a melech. Of course, not every Jew. There are restrictions who can be a melech and who cannot be a melech. What the Gemara means to say is that every Jew is significant, and therefore, since every Jew is significant, he comes before the melech. Melech kaidem kain gadol. The melech precedes the kain gadol. Shnemar v'yom melech lahem. When David HaMelech wanted to have Shlomo HaMelech anointed to be king, he called Tzadik HaKoyin, Nosan HaNovi, Binyah Ben Yoyada, and he said that they should take along from his servants. And he called himself Adonayim. He was over, he considered himself over the Kohen Gadol. David HaMelech was a king, and that's why he considered himself more important. Kohen Gadol kaidem l'Navi, but Kohen Gadol comes before a Navi. Shnemar, u'mashach ha'is Hashem tzadik ha'kohen, v'nasa ha'navi l'melech Yisrael. Higdim, the pasuk, David HaMelech speaks about the tzadik, the kohen, before he speaks about Nosan, the Navi. So from here we see that the Kohen Gadol precedes the Navi. V'aymer, and the Gemara brings another riot to this point. The pasuk says in Zechariah, Shmano Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Ato Reyecha. So again, Yeshua Kohen Gadol comes first. Shet Yochel Hejaitisayu, says the Gemara, maybe the reason he spoke to the Kohen Gadol first, because he was a Kohen Gadol, and the other people were not regular people. Tamalaymer Ke'enche Mephisheim. The pasuk describes those individuals as Anche Mephis. And says the Gemara, "Ve'ein Meifus El Navi Shnem Nasal Cha'isa Meifus." And the pasuk is teaching us that the Kohen is greater than the anyone else. The Mefarshim try to understand Taisus Rosh, tries to understand why do we have to have two psukim. So he says, we would think that maybe the halacha that the Kohen Gadol comes first is only in a time and a place where the Kohen Gadol has the Urim V'Tumim. But when the Kohen Gadol doesn't have Urim V'Tumim, maybe that wouldn't be the halacha. That's why you have to learn that in all cases, the Kohen Gadol goes first. We have a case, a Meshuk B'Shem and a Mishcha. If you have a Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol because he was anointed with the Shem and a Mishcha, he takes precedence on the Merubah B'Gadim. Of course, the Mefarshim asked the question, how is this possible? How is it possible the Tosfos Rosh asked, how is it possible to have two Kohanim Gadolim? So he says that the reason is that the possibility is that the first Kohen Gadol was appointed when the Shem and HaMishka was still available, and then the second Kohen Gadol was appointed when the Shem and HaMishka is not there anymore. Why is the Shem and HaMishka make the person more important? It goes back to something we've been learning through Adam Masechta, because we've been learning through Adam Masechta that only the Kohen HaMashuach is the one that brings the special carbon of the Kohen HaMashiach. So because he has this unique attribute that it brings the special carbon, that's why he goes first. A Kohen Gadol that became Balkeri, and he's going to go back, the Aloch is the one that's currently the Kohen Gadol goes first. Mashuach Shava Machmas Keri, but let's say the person was pushed away because he was about Keri, he's Kaidnum over Machmas Mumai. He has precedence over the Kohen Gadol that was removed because he became about Mum. Shava Mach, because the one that is Machmas Keri will come back to his position, the ones about Mum is permanently disqualified. Over machmas mumma kaidl meshuach machama. The one, the kohen gadol that was removed because he became bar mum, has precedence, as we spoke about the other day, about a meshuach machama, a special kohen who went out when they went to war and led them. Skan kaidl mamrakel. And the skan comes before, meshuach machama kaidl meskan, because the meshuach machama is actively doing something. The skan is only there in case something happens to the Kohen Gadol. But until anything happens to the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't really count. And since he doesn't count, that's why the halacha is that he comes first. Haskan Kohen Amrakel. But then it tells us the Gemara that the Skan comes before the Amrakel. So first ask the Gemara, my Amrakel, what is the definition of the Amrakel? Amrav Chizda, Amakula. He's the administrator. Amrakel kaidim l'gizbar. The administrator comes before the treasurer. Gizbar kaidim l'mashmishmar. We know the kahanim were divided into the mishmiris. Says the Gemara that that individual who's the Rosh Mishmar, the gizbar comes first because he's there all the time. Rosh Mishmar kaidim l'Rosh Besav. Every mishmar was divided into families. And Rosh Besav kaidim l'kain hejit. Asked the Gemara l'bailu, they asked the following question. Linyan tumma. If we have a meis mitzvah, that the halacha is that even a kohen has to take care of a meis mitzvah. Skan and meshuach machama. We have two individuals, the skan and the meshuach machama. Ezemem kohen, who's the one that should be metame himself to take care of the meis mitzvah? Amar mazuch b'reiv of Nachman Toshma, the Tanya, skan and meshuach machama shayim malch mederech. They're walking in the street or pogba meis mitzvah and they encounter meis mitzvah. Motav shiyatama meshuach machama vayatama skan. We're quicker to be matam the meshuach machama than the skan. Why? Shemier by psul b'kohen gadol. Because if something were to happen to kohen gadol, nechtes skan meshamach betachtov. So we need him to be tahor. However, the meshuach machama, explained the mafarshim, could continue doing his job even if he's tameh. And since he could continue doing his job even if he's tameh, that's why he should be the one that's tameh. Ask the Gemara, Va'atanya, have we not learned in a brisa the meshuach machama kaidim skan? Answers the Gemara, Amaravina ki tanya hi, that brisa is speaking about lach yosei. Where in that case, the kai meshuach machama comes before the skan, because the tzibur needs him for the machama more than we need a skan, because hopefully we won't need the skan. The kohen gadol will be able to continue doing his job. Teaches us the Mishnah. Kohen kaidim lelevi, Levi liyisrael. The halacha is that the kohen comes before the Levi. The Rishalmi says, what does it mean they come first? It goes back to what we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, that when people have to be ransomed and there's limited funds, who goes first? That's the pshat that the Yishalmi gives. Others say that it's referring to when they were sitting and they used to give seats according to your significance. So here, Kohen Levi. Levi comes before Yisrael. The Yishalmi says that even though the Levi nowadays really doesn't have the same significance as he had when the Beis HaMikdash stood. He did the singing and other jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. Now there's really nothing that makes a Levi more significant, but still, the halacha is that it doesn't change no matter what. Mamzer comes before Nosson. We know in the cinema, the Giyorim, that fooled Yeshua, and Yeshua allowed them to become part of Klal Yisrael, and they were appointed to be the Chayt Ve'etzim, the wood choppers, the Shoy Ve'mayim, those that draw the water. Nosson comes prior to a Ger, and a Ger comes before an Eved Meshuchar, a freed Eved. Amosai says the Gemara, all of these halachas are only applicable, Bizman Shekulam Shover, that they're all equal in stature. Avam hay mamzer tamt chachem. If you have a mamzer who's a tamt chachem, the kohen gadol is an amaretz. The mamzer tamt chachem kohenim le kohen gadol amaretz. The tamt chachem and the tamt chachem always takes precedence. The mafarshim point out it doesn't have to be an amaretz. Even if you'll talk about a regular Jew, but this Mamzer is a greater Talmud Chacham. Whenever he's the greater Talmud Chacham, he comes first. Says Mar Koyin Koyin Levi Shnemar Bnei Aaron Umoisha V'Yavdal Aaron Lagdishoy Kodesh Egdoshim. Aaron was separated out from all the other people in Shevet Levi to be Kodesh HaKadoshim. Levi Koyin Yisrael Shnemar Beisahi Shivdal Hashem as Shevet HaLevi. Yisrael Koyin LaMamzer Shezeh Miyuchas. This one has a good Yichas. V'zeh, the Mamzer, obviously doesn't have a good Yichas because of what happened in his birth. Mamzer Koyin LaManasi, because Zeh Ba Matipik Shera, the Mamzer was born from two full-fledged Jews, and Nos V'zeh, the Nosim was born Matipik Psula from the Gavoinim. Nosim Koyin LaGer, Shezeh Godel Imanud, and the Sinim were part of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha, Zeh, and the Ger grew up as a non-Jew. Loi Godel Imanud B'Kedusha. Ger Koyin L'Ever M'Shuchra, Ger comes before Ever M'Shuchra, Haya B'Klal Klal, Shezeh, the Eved was part of the people who are cursed, where Noach said to Oro Kanan, Eved Avadim Yilechav, V'Zeh Loi Haya B'Klal Oro, this individual was not a person who was in the category of Or, and was not in the category of Or. Says the Gemara, Amosai b'zman shekulam shavim. But the Mishnah taught us that these halakas are only applicable if they're all equal in stature. But if not, the Talmud Chacham, even a Mamzer, comes first. Ask the Gemara, Manani Mili, where do we know this halakha from? Amar v'achber b'chanina, Dama Kra, the Pasuk says regarding the Torah, Yukara hi mipnimim, the Torah is more precious. The Torah is more precious than anything else. And the Chassam Soifrik says, the Pasuk says, Kedoshim yu lo yichalu shem alkeim. The Koyin Ama'aretz is not as significant as the Talmud Chacham. And therefore, he says, if you have a Koyin who's an Ama'aretz, what he's doing is he's creating Achil Hashem. Reb Saul Salanter used to say that let's think about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is the most important Jew, and Yom Kippur is the most important day of the year, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the holiest place in the Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara is teaching us that the Kohen Gadol, the Mamzer, comes even more than the Talmud Chacham, is greater than the person that has all of these great attributes. The halacha still is that the Kohen, that the Talmud Chacham, the importance of Torah, the importance of Torah teaches us that they come first. And in fact, I saw the Kedushas Tzion says that when we had the Magefa in Klal Yisrael, the Kohanim were not able to stop that Magefa. Only the Talmid Chachamim have that ability. Reuva Magolius in the Sefer Magolius Aram says Yikar Mipnimim is referring to Ponim. It's referring to the Kohen Gadol who goes into the holiest place in the world. He goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Talmud Chacham is more important. Says the Gemara, Tanya of Shimon ben Yochanan Rabbi Dinhu, Shiagdim Evdim Shuch LeGer. Actually, a freed Evid should have precedence over the Ger. Shezeh Godel Imanu B'Kedusha. The Evid Meshuchar grew up with Klal Yisrael. Vezeh Loi Godel Imanu B'Kedusha. The Ger grew up as a non-Jew. Ella Shezeh B'Klal Oro Kanan. This Eved was part of the category of Oro Kanan. The Zeh, Loyai B'chlal Oro, he's not in the category of an Oro. Shal Tamidus Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik, Neima Kol Rotzim Lisa Giyaris. Why do we feel that people are anxious to marry Giyaris? Veina Kol Rotzim Lisa Mishacharis. But they're not anxious to marry a Shivcha that was freed. Omelhem, Zu B'chlal Oro. This one was in the category of Or Knan, and Zu the Giyaris lahis b'chlal Or Davacha Zu hais b'cheska Shimer. The Giyaris didn't act immorally. Vezulais b'chaske shimer acted immorally. And the Rishonim asked, what makes us say that she acted morally? She wasn't a Jewish woman at that point. So the Mefarshim explained, this woman who became a Geyrus presumably knew that she wants to be a Geyrus. And since she wants to be a Geyrus, that's why from the beginning she was taking care of herself and watching herself, that she should not, chas v'sholem, do anything immoral. Says the Gemara, Shol Talmidev Zer V'lozab, Neim HaKal of Makiris Koinai. Why do we find that the dog always is able to attach itself to its owner? Chasul, a cat, ain't a Makiris Koinai, but not by a cat. Omlem, and we spend it. Oma Oichel, Ma Sha'ach Ba'Oichel. If somebody eats from something that a mouse eats from, the Meshakech, he forgets his learning. Oichel ach ba'atzmai, somebody who eats the entire mouse, alachs kam v'kama. And since cats, the Gemara says, eat mice, that's why they have this nature of forgetting. Why does everybody always chase away the mice? Nesha surin ra. Surin ra means that they have bad midas. Nesha surin ra. Mahi, what does that mean? Rav Amma, aflima glima gaitzi. Even clothing, they bite. And they don't have any enjoyment from that. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa Amma, afsilo suf samara gaitzi. Even the handle of a shovel, which again is something that they have no enjoyment from, they bite. There are five things that make somebody forget what they learn. Somebody who eats from what a mouse ate. And there's svarim that say, this is the basis for the minig that many chassidim have to eat the leftover of the food of their rabbeim. If the leftover of a mouse makes you forget your learning, so mida toiva meruba mida pronius. So certainly, if somebody eats the leftover of a Talmud Chacham of a Tzaddik, that has Kedusha. Or what was eaten by a cat, somebody eats the heart of an animal, a rugel bezesim, somebody who eats olives, so somebody drinks water, which is left over after somebody washed themselves, somebody washes his feet when one foot is on top of another foot. Somebody who puts his clothing under his head. Then many halachas. Many suggest that these halachas is only by a person that does this on a constant basis. But if somebody doesn't do this on a constant basis, these halachas don't apply. Furthermore, many suggest that doing so is an issa d'raisa, because the Torah says that we're not allowed to call a shechech tova echem mishnasai. Somebody forgets anything from his learning chayiv misa. So anybody who does something that will cause him to forget his learning is chayiv misa. We're not allowed to eat these foods. And in fact, the Magen Avraham says that one should avoid eating these foods because they can make you forget your learning. Meshivan as Salimud, five things cause a person to remember. Pas b'chamim, bread that's baked on coals. V'koshke b'chamim atzman. V'aychel b'eim agugels. Begel agugels is a soft-boiled egg. B'loy melch without salt. V'arugel b'shem zayis, eating olive oil. V'arugel b'yayin, somebody drinks wine. B'samim. V'ashoy s'mayim shashuri isa, somebody drinks the water that's left over after they made a dough. Somebody who sticks his finger into salt and eats it. There's a question. On one hand, it says that olives are no good, and it says that olive oil is good. So some suggest that you should mix that. If you want to eat olives, you should mix them into olive oil. Rav Chaim Kineski Zitzal felt that doesn't work. Harogo b'shem zayis, b'sayle l'Rabbi Yechida, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Shazai is Meshakach Limit Shashim Mishana. You forget even something that you learned for 70 years. Kach Shem Shazai is Meshiv Limit Shashim Mishana. And that's why the Mepharshim suggests when the Pasuk speaks about the Zion Minim of Etz Yisrael, the Pasuk says the Eretz Shemen Zayis. Why does the Pasuk not say Eretz Zayis? Because the Shemen is what is helpful, not the Shemen is what is helpful, not anything else. Somebody who drinks wine and has b'samim, that is something that helps our learning. Masayle Larava, this is support what Rava said, the Amar Rava, Chamrav Rech Nipichin. The wine and the b'samim made us smart, and that's why at the Havdalah, every Matzah Shabbos, we have Chamrav Rechni. And many Mepharshim suggest, what is Pshat? So they explain that the Gemara says that Chamra, when one produces wine, it's something that should be done with when it's quiet. And on the other hand, the Gemara Masechta Menachos says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kshem Shadiba Yafal B'samim, noise is very positive in the production of B'samim, Kach Dibara Aliyayin. So you have wine and B'samim, but they have just the opposite requirements. One noise is good for, and one silence is good for. And that's exactly what the Gemara is teaching us. To have the proper balance between quiet and not being quiet is critical for success. Another pshat, one represents, Chamer represents Gashmius, and Richoni represents Ruchnius. And somebody who knows how to balance the Ruchnius and somebody who knows how to balance Ruchnius and Gashmius, that is the person who will be successful in this world. Says the Gemara, Hatovel Etzba Melech, somebody who sticks his finger into salt, that's good. That's only if you put one finger into the salt. Says the Gemara, Ketanoi, there's actually Machlex Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda Oima Achas V'loi Shtayim, only one finger, not two. Rabbi Yosef Shtayim, you could put two V'loi Sholosh, V'simonach, and the way to remember is Kmitza. If one says Achas V'loi Shtayim, and one says Shtayim V'loi Sholosh, the Kmitza is done by pushing down your middle fingers, and you have two fingers left over, one from each side and one from the other side. And that's one mandam says you look at each finger on the two sides separately, and the other mandama puts the two fingers together. Asar dvaram kashim lelimud, the 10 things that are not helpful when somebody's trying to learn. However, tachas afser hagomel, somebody walks under the string, the rope, with which the camel is tied. The koshkein tachas hagomel atzmai, and certainly somebody that walks under the camel. For over ben shnei gemalim, somebody walks between two camels, somebody walks between two women. However, the Mepharshim say, if it's two men walking between two women, or the man who's walking between the two women is holding something, then we can be more lenient. The same halacha. Somebody who goes to a place where there's a bad odor from a novella. It's going under a bridge, the water hasn't gone under for 40 days. Wheat bread that's not been completely baked. Somebody who eats from the foam, from the pot that we use to mix the food in the pot. Or somebody who drinks water from a water canal that passes through a cemetery. Somebody looks at a mace. Many Mepharshim say that reading what is on the kever is only accurate if the words are written in a way that the letters stick out. Others say that it's just the opposite. It's the letters that are engraved into the kever, and they say that putting a stone on top of the kever is a skula that if you read the words on the kever, you won't forget your learning if you remember to put a stone on the kever after you visit the kever.